Something that I think is very important for us all to learn tonight.
Mislim da imam nešto što je veoma važno za sve nas da naučimo večeras.
And it basically is that our heart is very important.
U osnovi je to da je naše srce veoma važno.
Now you say to me, did you come all the way from Ireland to tell me that?
Se možda želite da možda mislite, došao si iz Irske da mi to kažeš?
Well, I hope when I finish, you'll understand why we're going to think about this.
Ja se nadam kad završimo današnji čas da ćete razumeti zašto sam ovo spomenuo, da je srce važno.
But first of all, a true story, something that happened to me.
Ali prvo da vam znači jednu priču da vam ispričam koja se meni desila.
Some time ago I was coming to visit Subotica.
Prošle godine kad sam dolazio u Suboticu,
and to spend time with the Vegel family.
I da provedem vreme sa porodicom Vegel.
And we decided to do something that I've never done before.
I onda sam odlučio da uradim nešto što još nikad nisam uradio.
We decided to use the train from Budapest down here to Subotica.
Znači moja žena i ja smo odlučili da vozom dođemo iz Budimpešte u Suboticu.
My wife and I arrived at the train station.
Mi smo stigli na železničku stanicu.
And first of all, we got on the wrong train.
I kao prvo, popeli smo se na pogrešan voz.
And according to my wife, it was my fault.
I prema mojoj ženi, to je moja greška.
And then finally we found the correct train.
I na kraju smo ipak uspeli da nađemo pravi voz, ispravan, dobar voz. Ispravan.
And we got on the back of the train in car number 8.
I popeli smo se u zadnji vagon, u vagon broj 8.
And so the train left the station.
I voz je napustio stanicu.
And the guard came round to check my ticket.
I došao je kondukter da proveri naše karte.
And the guard said, you should be in car number 1.
I kondukter je rekao, vi biste trebali da budete u vagonu broj 1.
Because somewhere down the line,
zato što negde usput,
the train would disconnect.
Usput se negde voz, znači podeliće se na dva, otkačiće se.
And only car number 1 was coming to Subotica.
I samo vagon kola broj 1 dolazi u Suboticu.
So I want you to imagine my wife and I.
Tako da želim da zamislite moju ženu i mene.
And the train is moving.
Znači voz se kreće.
And we've got a big case and two small cases.
Imamo jedan veliki kofer i dva manja.
And we finally arrive into car number 1.
I najzad stižemo iz kola 8 u kola broj 1.
And I was absolutely exhausted.
I bio sam potpuno iscrpljen.
And I said to my wife, you sit on one side of the train and I will sit on the other until I cool down.
I rekao sam svojoj ženi, ti sedi na jedan kraj vagona, a ja ću na drugi dok se ne ohladim.
But then another gentleman came into the car that we were in.
I znači u tom vagonu u kojem smo bili, došao je jedan gospodin.
I call him a gentleman, but he was a very strange character.
Ja ga zovem gentleman, ali bio dosta, imao je dosta čudan karakter.
His hair had not been combed or washed for at least 1 month.
Njegova kosa nije bila češljena ni prana barem mjesec dana.
And his beard looked as if it had never been cut at all.
A brada mu izgledala kao da nikad nije sekao bradu.
And over his shoulder he had a rucksack.
I na ramenu imao ranac.
And he sat on the seat in front of my wife.
I seo je na sedište ispred moje žene.
And where I was sitting, I could see him very well.
Znači to je u kupeu. I kako smo sedeli, ja sam mogao veoma dobro da ga vidim.
He opened his rucksack.
On je otvorio svoj ranac.
And he pulled out a big loaf of bread.
Izvukao je veliku veknu hleba.
And then his hand went into the rucksack again.
I ponovo je gurnuo svoju ruku u ranac.
And he pulled out a big block of cheese.
Izvadio veliki komad sira.
Hand back into the rucksack again.
Ruku je ponovo stavio u ranac.
And he pulled out a cooked sausage.
Izvukao je kuvanu kobasicu.
And then the hand went in again.
Ponovo je stavio ruku u ranac.
And he pulled out a knife that was about that size.
Izvukao je toliki nož.
A big hunting knife.
Veliki nož za lov. Lovački nož.
And he began to chop the sausage.
I počeo je da secka kobasicu.
And chop the cheese.
Da secka sir.
And break the bread.
I da lomi hleb.
And eat.
I počeo da jede.
And then the hand went in one more time.
I onda je ponovo stavio ruku u
ranac. And out came a bottle of white wine.
Izvukao je flašu belog vina
and a small cup.
I malu čašu.
And he poured himself some wine.
Sipao je sebi malo vina.
You know, as I was watching all of this,
I dok sam sve to gledao,
he looked to me on the outside as if he was someone who had no home.
Meni, znači spolja mi je izgledao kao neko ko nema kuću, bez kućnih.
And so in my mind I put him in a little box.
Tako da sam u svom umu ja njega stavio u jednu malu kutiju.
Someone who didn't wash himself.
Neko ko se ne pere.
Someone who didn't look after himself.
Neko ko se ne brine o sebi.
But he cooked himself a meal.
Ali je skuvao sebi obrok.
But then he did something that shocked me.
Ali onda uradio nešto što me šokiralo.
For one last time he put his hand into his bag.
Ponovo, znači zadnji put, gurnuo je ruku u ranac.
And he pulled out.
I izvukao je, izvadio je.
An English Bible.
Englesku Bibliju.
And he began to read.
I počeo je da čita.
And he was eating his food and he was reading the Bible.
Jeo je svoju hranu i čitao je Bibliju.
Now I have to confess to something.
Moram nešto da vam priznam.
I'm very nosy.
Nosy?
I like to know what other people are doing.
Aha, ja sam veoma znatiželjen i volim da znam šta drugi rade.
And so I got out of my seat.
I onda sam ja ustao iz svog sedišta.
I pretended I was going to speak to my wife.
Pretvarao sam se kao da ću da razgovaram sa svojom ženom.
I looked over her seat.
I nakon sam pogledao iznad njenog sedišta.
And I was trying to see where the man was reading in the Bible.
I pokušao sam da pogledam šta čovek, znači šta čita iz Biblije.
When I tell you where he was reading, you will not believe me.
Kada vam kažem šta je čitao, nećete mi verovati.
He was reading in 1 Samuel chapter number 16.
On je čitao iz 1. Samuelove 16. poglavlja.
And I know that chapter quite well.
Ja znam to poglavlje dosta dobro.
And there's a verse in that chapter that says this.
I postoji tamo jedan stih koji kaže ovo.
Man looks on the outward appearance.
Čovek gleda na spoljašnje, na oči.
But the Lord looks on the heart.
A Jahve gleda šta je u srcu.
It was as if God hit me in the face.
To je bilo kao da mi Bog upalio šamar.
I felt so ashamed.
Osjećao sam se tako posramljenim.
I had judged the man incorrectly.
Osudio sam čoveka ili procenio sam čoveka neispravno.
Yes, his outward appearance might have been different to me.
Da, njegov spoljašnji izgled je izgleda drugačije meni.
But I think in my mind that his heart was in touch with God.
But you think in your mind?
I think in my mind that his heart was in touch with God.
A i u svom umu sam mislio da njegovo srce nije dotaknuto od strane Boga.
So for the rest of the journey down here to Subotica,
znači na ostatkom putovanja do Subotice,
I got out a notebook,
ja sam izvukao svoju svesku,
and a pen,
i olovku,
and I began to think about all the things that I knew that the Bible says about a heart.
I onda sam počeo da razmišljam o stvarima, o svim stvarima koje znam da Biblija govori, gde se spominje srce.
First of all, I thought to myself about problems of the heart.
Prvo sam počeo da razmišljam o problemima koje srce ima, ili problemima srca.
And you know, God wants to repair problem hearts.
I Bog želi da ispravi probleme srca.
You know, the first kind of problem heart I want us to think about.
Prvi problem koje srce ima, o kojem želim da razmišljam sada,
is a deceitful heart.
Jeste prevarno srce.
The Bible says that the heart is deceitful and very wicked.
Biblija kaže da je srce veoma prevarno i veoma je zlo.
The way in which The way in which I want to explain it to you is this.
Znači, na ovaj način želim da vam to objasnim.
My wife and I have 5 children.
Moja žena i ja imamo 5 dece.
I never once had to teach any of them how to be disobedient.
Nijedno od tih 5 nismo trebali da učimo kako da budu neposlušni.
I never once had to teach any of them how to tell a lie.
Nijedno od tih 5 nismo trebali da učimo kako da kažu laž.
Why is that so?
Zašto je to tako?
Because every one of us are born into this world with a deceitful heart.
Zato što smo svi rođeni na ovaj svet sa prevarnim srcem.
But how does God repair deceitful hearts?
Ali kako Bog popravi to prevarno srce, srce koje vara.
The Bible says if we confess our sins.
Biblija kaže ako priznajemo naše grehe,
He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins.
Veran je on i pravedan da nam oprosti grehe.
And to make us clean from all unrighteousness.
I da nas očisti od sve nepravednosti.
You know the second kind of problem heart is a proud heart.
Drugi problem koje srce ima je ponos, ponosno srce.
Some of us have to confess.
Neki od nas treba da priznamo.
But at times we maybe think, well, I'm not too bad.
Da postoje vremena kad mislimo, pa nisam tako loš.
I'm quite clever.
Dosta sam pametan.
I'm maybe cleverer than that person over there.
Možda sam pametniji od one osobe tamo.
What is that?
Šta je to?
It's pride.
To je ponos.
And God does not like a proud heart.
I Bog ne voli ponosno srce.
So how does God repair a proud heart?
Kako Bog popravi ponosno srce?
We read in 1 Peter
u prvoj Petrovoj
chapter number 5
u devetom poglavlju
verse number 6
u šestom stihu
that we are to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God.
Treba da se ponizimo pod moćnu ruku Božju.
And when we humble ourselves under the hand of God,
i kada se ponizimo pod Božju ruku,
we serve a wonderful God.
Služimo divnog Boga, predivnog Boga.
And he will exalt us in his own time.
Onda kad se ponizimo, onda će nas on uzdići u njegovo vreme.
Here's the final kind of problem heart.
Evo znači zadnja vrsta problematičnog srca.
We're not so much thinking about a deceitful heart.
Sad ne razmišljamo toliko o prevarnom srcu.
We're not thinking about a proud heart.
Ne razmišljamo o ponosnom srcu.
We're thinking about an anxious heart.
Razmišljamo o zabrinutom srcu.
Maybe that describes you tonight.
Možda to opisuje tebe večeras.
Maybe there are problems and difficulties in your life.
Možda postoje problemi i poteškoće u tvom životu.
Maybe there are challenges that are too big for you.
Možda postoje izazovi koji su preveliki za tebe.
How does God repair an anxious heart?
Kako Bog može da popravi zabrinuto srce?
The next verse in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7.
Sljedeći stih, sedmi stih u prvoj Petrovoj petoj poglavlju.
The Lord says through Peter.
Bog, Gospod kroz Petra kaže:
Casting all your care upon him.
Svu svoju brigu bacite na njega.
Because he cares for you.
Jer se on brine za vas.
You know Peter who was a fisherman.
Znači Petar koji je bio ribar.
He was using the picture of casting the net.
On je koristio sliku bacanja mreže.
You know, if you're casting a net, you don't just drop it in front of you.
Ako bacaš mrežu, ne baciš je ispred sebe.
You gather it up.
Znači, skupiš je.
Your mind is determined.
Odlučan si u svom umu.
And you cast it far out into the water.
I baciš daleko u vodu.
And that's what God wants you to do with your problems and cares.
I to je ono što Bog želi da uradiš sa svojim problemima i brigama.
But he wants you to gather them all up.
Ali želi da ih skupiš sve.
And he wants you with a deliberate mind or a determined mind.
I želi da sa odlučnim umom
to cast them.
Da ih baciš.
No, he didn't say just cast them into the water.
Nije rekao bacite ih u vodu.
He said casting all your care upon him.
Kaže, bacite sve brige na njega.
Because he cares for you.
Jer se on brine za vas.
Let me stop for a moment.
Da stanem na trenutak.
I'm sure many of you are familiar with that verse.
Ja sam siguran da da mnogi od vas poznajete ovaj stih.
But there's a danger when you're familiar with the word of God.
Ali postoji opasnost kada si upoznat sa rečju Božjom.
And you just,
znaš.
Yeah, you just say he cares for me.
Onda samo kažeš On se brine za mene.
And you miss the wonder of the truth contained in that statement.
Ali izgubiš
you miss the wonder of the truth.
Ali izgubiš tu čudo istine u toj reči.
The God of heaven.
Bog neba.
All powerful.
Svemogući.
All knowing.
Sveznajući.
Eternal.
Večni.
Holy.
Svet.
And he cares for you.
I on se brine za tebe.
I think that's a wonderful thought.
Ja mislim da je to predivno.
But it gets even better.
Ali postaje još bolje.
The word care,
reč briga,
it's not just he cares now,
ne znači samo on se brine sada.
It's what we call the present continuous tense. Do you like that?
To je nešto što se zove trajno sadašnje vreme.
Yes.
On je rekao.
It means that he cares.
To znači da se on brine.
And he cares.
I brine se.
And he will keep on caring.
I nastavit će da se brine.
You know, maybe your heart tonight is an anxious heart.
Možda je tvoje srce večeras anksiozno.
And if you forget everything else that I say tonight.
Iako zaboraviš, znači zabrinite puno briga. Iako zaboraviš sve što sam je ti ja rekao večeras.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you were able to cast your cares upon him?
Zar nije divno da možeš da baciš sve svoje brige na njega?
With a confidence.
Sa pouzdanjem
that he cares for you.
Da se on brine za tebe.
But you know, God wants us to develop healthy hearts.
Bog želi da razvijemo zdrava srca.
And the first kind of healthy heart is
i prva vrsta zdravog srca je
a heart that has been examined.
Jeste srce koje je ispitano, ispitano.
About 5 or 6 years ago,
pre 5-6 godina,
following another visit to Serbia,
kada sam ponovo bio u Srbiji,
I arrived home and I wasn't feeling too good.
Nakon što sam se vratio iz Srbije,
I wasn't, after
I got home.
Nakon što sam se vratio iz Srbije, dosta jako sam se razboleo.
I had absolutely no energy.
Uopšte nisam imao energije.
And my wife said to me, you better get to see the doctor.
I žena mi je rekla, bolje da odeš kod lekara.
And the doctor wrote a letter and sent me up to the hospital.
Doktor je napisao pismo i poslao me u bolnicu.
And the doctor said, right, I want you to walk on this treadmill. You
treadmill?
Know, like the, where it's running, 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 to walk.
Aha.
Like a walking machine
almost. Okay, znači, doktor mi je rekao da, se popre na taj pokretnu traku.
Yes. And they connected me up with a whole lot of leads.
I spojili su me sa nekim tamo žicama.
To a big machine.
Spojili su me na veliku mašinu.
And the lady said, Mr. Brown, start to walk.
I gospođica mi rekla, gospodine Brown, počnite da hodate.
And I began to walk.
Ja sam počeo da hodam.
No problem.
Nema problema.
And then she speeded up the machine.
Ali onda je ona ubrzala mašinu.
And it got a little bit more difficult.
I postala je teže.
And then she put the machine at an angle up on a like a hill.
I onda je uzdignula tu mašinu da kao da idem uzbrdo.
And the sweat was running off my head.
Znači, znoj mi je curio niz glavu, iz čela.
And I said to the nurse that was beside me.
I rekao sam toj sestri koja je bila medicinska sestra koja je bila pored mene.
When is this going to stop?
Kada će ovo da stane?
And she was a very cross lady.
Cross?
Angry?
I ona je bila veoma ljuta.
She says it will stop when I tell you it will stop.
Rekla je, sta se kad ja kažem da stane.
But when it was finished, I had to go and speak with the doctor.
Kada smo završili taj test, ja sam morao da se vratim da razgovaram sa lekarom.
And he had all the results of my examination.
I on je dobio sve te rezultate mog ispita ili moje kontrole.
And he said I have good news and bad news.
Rekao imam dobru i lošu vest.
He says first of all your heart is very fit.
Rekao kao prvo tvoje srce je veoma dobro, dobro stanje.
Secondly, you have to lose a few kilo.
Drugo, treba da izgubiš koji kilo.
Now, I listened to the first thing he said.
Znači, ja sam čuo samo prvu stvar koju je rekao. Samo to sam slušao.
My heart is very fit.
U moje srce je dosta dobro stanje.
But I think the second thing went in here and out here.
A druga stvar koju mi je rekao je ušla na jedno i izašla na drugo uvo.
But you know, there is a serious point here.
Ali postoje jedna ozbiljna poenta ovde.
Because the psalmist said, search me, O God.
Psalmista kaže, ispitaj me, Gospode.
And know my heart.
I upoznaj moje srce.
See if there be in me any wicked way.
Pogledaj da li u meni postoji kakav loš put.
And cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
I očisti me od sve nepravednosti.
You know, if you want to have a healthy heart,
ako želiš da imaš zdravo srce,
you must allow the Spirit of God to search your heart.
Moraš dozvoliti Božjem duhu da ispita tvoje srce.
And you must be prepared to deal with the things that he finds.
I moraš biti spreman da se suočiš sa tim stvarima koje on nađe.
The second kind of healthy heart is a clean heart.
Znači, sledeće, znači vrsta zdravog srca ili sledeće zdravo srce u stvari je čisto srce.
One of the greatest men that lived in Bible times.
Jedan od najvećih ljudi koji je živeo u biblijska vremena.
Was King David.
Bio kralj David.
David did many wonderful things for God.
On je učinio mnoge lepe stvari za Boga.
He's described in scripture as a man after God's own heart.
On je opisan kao čovjek po Božjem srcu.
But you know, David was not perfect.
Ali David nije bio savršen.
There were lots of mistakes in David's life.
Bilo je puno grešaka u Davidovom životu.
And probably the most notable one of them all.
I možda najpoznatija od svih.
Was when he sinned with Bathsheba.
Jeste kada je zgrešio sa Bathshebom.
And God sent the man of God to speak to David.
I Bog je poslao svog čovjeka da razgovara sa Davidom.
And to point out the sin that he had committed.
I onda mu je, znači suočio ga je sa grehom koji je učinio.
And you know, whenever the man of God spoke to David,
i kad god je Boži čovjek govorio Davidu,
he realized that he had sinned against God.
I znači kada je on govorio Davidu i kada je ovaj shvatio da je zgrešio protiv Boga,
and he fell to his knees and he confessed his sin.
David je pao na svoja kolena i priznao je svoj greh.
And in Psalm number 51,
i u Psalmu 51,
we read of David's prayer,
čitamo Davidovu molitvu,
in which he confesses his sin.
U kojoj priznaje svoj greh.
He says, it's against you and you only have I sinned.
Kaže, zgrešio sam protiv tebe i protiv tebe samog.
But you know, in that same psalm,
ali u tom istom psalmu,
he asked God to create within him a clean heart.
Da, u tom istom psalmu David traži od Boga da stvori u njemu čisto srce.
An examined heart,
ispitano srce,
a clean heart,
čisto srce.
But here's the third and final healthy heart.
Znači evo sad dolazimo do trećeg i posljednjeg zdravog srca.
It's a heart that is protected.
To je zaštićeno srce.
You know, there's lots of advertising about how you can protect your heart.
Postoji puno reklama kako možeš da zaštitiš svoje srce.
Certain foods that you are to avoid.
Određene hrane koje treba da izbjegavaš.
Certain foods that you should be eating.
Određene hrane koje trebaš da jedeš.
You know, when Paul wrote this letter to the Christians at Philippi,
kada je Pavle pisao svoje pismo hrišćanima u Filipima,
he said, let or allow the peace of God to guard your heart.
Rekao je, dozvolite da mir Božji čuva vaša srca.
You know, if you're not doing anything for God,
ako ne radiš ništa za Boga,
you'll have an easy time.
Onda ti je lako.
But you see, the minute you decide you want to live for God.
Ali trenutak kada odlučiš da radiš nešto za Boga.
When you decide you want to serve him with all of your heart.
Kada odlučiš da ga služiš svim svojim srcem.
That's when you will come under attack.
Onda dolaziš pod napad.
You know, the devil looks around.
Satana gleda okolo.
And if you're not doing anything for God, the devil will leave you alone.
I ako ne radiš ništa za Boga, Satana će te ostaviti na miru.
But when the devil sees that you're serious,
ali kada Satana vidi da si ozbiljan,
when the devil sees that you want to please God and live for God,
kada Satana vidi da si da želiš da ugodiš Bogu i da živiš za njega,
the devil will target you.
Satana će te napadne.
And so how do we protect ourselves?
Kako da zaštitimo sebe?
We ask God to surround us and protect us with his peace.
Mi tražimo i molimo Boga da nas okruži, da nas zaštiti sa svojim mirom.
I'm glad to see nobody has fallen asleep yet.
Drago mi je da vidim da još niste zaspali.
I'm sure for you this has been a long day.
Verujem da je za vas ovo bio dugačak dan.
And certainly for me this has been a long day.
Za mene jeste zaista bio ovo dugačak dan.
But I want to come to the final part of my message this evening.
Ali želim da dođem do kraja poruke večeri.
And I want to speak finally about an active heart.
I želim da govorim o aktivnom srcu.
You see, having asked God to search our hearts,
sa time što smo zatražili od Boga da ispita naše srce,
Having asked God to cleanse or clean our hearts,
sa time što smo zatražili od Boga da očisti naša srca,
having asked God to protect our hearts,
sa time što smo tražili od Boga da zaštiti naša srca,
God wants us to put those hearts of ours into action for Him.
Sada Bog želi da ta naša srca stavimo u delo za njega, u akciju.
First of all, God wants us to have thankful hearts.
Kao prvo, Bog želi da imamo zahvalna srca.
You know, we have been blessed not only with five children,
znači mi smo blagoslovljeni ne samo sa petoro dece,
but we have also been blessed with four grandchildren.
Također smo blagoslovljeni sa četvoro unučadi.
And we have three little boys,
imamo tri mala dečaka,
and one little granddaughter,
jednu malu unuku.
And her name is Sophia.
Ona se zove Sofia.
And she is 3 years of age.
Ima 3 godine.
And her mom is trying to teach her a number of things.
I njena majka želi da je nauči nekoliko stvari.
One thing is obviously not to be cheeky or, you know, fight with her mom.
Jedna stvar znači je da bude poslušna.
But the other important thing her mom is trying to teach her.
Ali još jedna važna stvar koju njena mama želi da je nauči.
Is to say please.
Jeste da kaže molim.
And to say thank you.
I da kaže hvala.
And you know, before her mother gives her anything at all,
I kada je njena mama, znači bilo što, pre nego što je bilo šta da,
her mom says, what do you say?
Njena mama joj kaže, šta kažeš?
And if she remembers,
i ako se ona, ako se Sofia seti,
she'll say, please.
Reci se, molim.
And then when her mom gives it to her,
i kada joj mama da to nešto,
she'll say, what do you say now?
Onda kaže, šta sada kažeš?
And she'll say, thank you.
Ona će reći onda hvala.
No, you and I might find that kind of funny.
Možda to ako deluje na neki način smešno.
And you know, I don't like to see children when you give them something not saying thank you.
Ali znate, ja ne volim zaista da vidim decu kada dobiju nešto da ne kažu hvala.
And yet every day you and I live.
Ali ipak svaki dan ti i ja živimo.
We receive from the hand of God.
Primamo iz Božje ruke
blessing after blessing after blessing.
Blagoslov za blagoslovom.
I wonder, do I stop to thank God?
Ja se pitam, da li ja stanem da zahvalim Bogu?
Or do I just take and take and take?
Ili samo uzmem, uzmem i uzmem.
God wants you, God wants me.
Bog želi da ti i ja
to have thankful hearts.
Da imamo zahvalna srca.
But here's another active heart that God wants us to have.
Ovdje vidimo još jedna vrsta aktivnosti koju Bog želi da naše srce ima.
God wants us to have loving hearts.
Bog želi da imamo srce ljubavi.
You know, the Bible sets a very high standard.
Biblija je postavila veoma visok standard.
The Bible says you're to love the Lord your God.
Biblija kaže treba da voliš Gospoda svog Boga.
With all your soul.
Sa svom svojom dušom,
with all your heart,
sa svim srcem,
with all your mind,
sa svim umom,
and with all your strength,
i sa svom svojom snagom.
Now, I don't know about you.
Ne znam kako je sa vama.
I fall short of that standard.
Ja sam daleko od tog standarda, mislim nisko.
The Bible says that we love God because he first loved us.
Biblija kaže da mi volimo Boga zato što je on prvo voleo nas.
He loved us so much that he was prepared to send his son to die for us upon a cross.
On nas je toliko voleo da je spremio da je poslao svog sina da umre za nas na krstu.
And the Lord Jesus Christ tonight is in heaven.
I Gospod Isus Krist je večeras na nebu.
And he's there as our great high priest.
I on je tamo kao naš veliki, znači prvosveštenik.
And the Bible says that he intercedes on our behalf.
U Bibliji piše da on zastupa za nas, moli se za nas.
You know, you and I have lots of reasons why we should have a loving heart.
Ti i ja imamo zaista puno razloga da imamo srce ljubavi.
You'll be delighted to know I'm nearly finished.
Bićete oduševljeni da znate da ću uskoro da završim.
And here's the final kind of active heart.
I još jedna, znači zadnja vrsta aktivnog srca.
It's a willing heart.
Srce, ja, dragovoljno srce.
Yeah. Whenever God instructed Moses to build the tabernacle,
znači kad god je Bog znači naredio Mojsiju da sagradi taj šator,
God explained to him all the dimensions of the tabernacle.
Bog je Mojsiju dao sve te dimenzije šatora.
He told him all the materials that he wanted him to use.
Rekao mu znači koje materijale želi da koristi.
And then God said to Moses,
i onda je Bog rekao Mojsiju,
tell the people to bring to me their offering.
Reci ljudima da donesu meni njihove
offering
ponude ili njihove znači ono što žele daju.
But God made one qualification.
Ali Bog je tražio jednu kvalifikaciju.
He says, I want them to bring it to me with a willing heart.
Ja želim da mi donesu ako su voljni, je voljno srce. Ako su voljni da to urade, ako žele to da urade.
You know, maybe some of them had gold.
Možda je neko od njih imao zlato.
And they thought to themselves, we'll maybe keep some for ourselves and give some to God.
Možda su pomislili, hajde zadržimo nešto za sebe, a ostalo da damo Bogu.
They weren't really giving with a willing heart.
Zaista nisu davali sa voljnim, sa voljnim srcem, dragovoljno.
You know, God, as we said at the beginning of our message,
kako smo rekli na početku naše poruke,
man only looks on the outward appearance.
Čovjek gleda ono što je spolja, samo to vidi.
But God looks on the heart.
Ali Bog gleda na srce.
You know, if I was a member of this church,
da sam ja deo ove crkve, ove zajednice,
you could see me coming here and getting involved in the ministry.
Možete vidjeti da dođem ovdje, uključujem se u neku službu.
And you might think he's quite a good guy.
I možda biste pomislili, ovo je dosta dobar čovjek.
But you know, I might be able to fool you.
Ali znate šta? Ja mogu da prevarim vas.
But I can't fool God.
Ali ne mogu da prevarim Boga.
That's so challenging.
To je tako izazovno.
But you know, God wants you and I to have hearts that are willing.
Ali Bog želi da ti i ja imamo dragovoljna srca.
You know, isn't it wonderful to think?
Zar nije divno razmišljati o tome?
That the Lord Jesus is in heaven.
Da je Gospod Isus u nebu.
But God has designed things in such a way.
Ali Bog je dizajnirao stvari na takav način.
That you are his hands.
Da si ti njegova ruka.
That you are his feet.
Ti si njegove noge.
That you are his voice.
Ti si njegov glas.
To a world that lives all around us.
Svetu koji živi oko nas.
A world that in the main does not know God.
Svetu koji ne poznaje Boga uglavnom.
A world that does not have any time for God.
U svetu koji nema vremena za Boga.
But you know, whenever we do serve God,
ali kad god služimo Boga,
God wants us to serve him with a willing heart.
Bog želi da to radimo dragovoljnim srcem.
I've just one final question to ask you this evening.
Imam jedno zadnje pitanje da vam postavim večeras.
And here it is.
Evo ga.
What condition is my heart in tonight?
U kakvom stanju je moje srce večeras?
Only two people know the answer to that.
Samo dve osobe znaju odgovor na to pitanje.
God and me.
Bog i ja.
Now, I can turn the question to you.
Sada da postavim pitanje drugačije.
What condition is your heart in tonight?
U kakvom stanju je tvoje srce večeras?
And again, only God and you know the answer.
I opet samo Bog i ti znate odgovor na to pitanje.
So I wasn't wrong when I started my message tonight.
Tako da nisam pogrešio kada sam počeo poruku večeras.
The heart is very important.
Srce zaista jeste važno.
Because you know the heart is the part that makes you do what you do.
Znači srce je deo onoga što te čini da radiš ono što radiš.
God had a big lesson to teach me.
Bog ima veoma veliku lekciju da nauči mene.
And I hope that some of the challenge of that message,
ja se nadam da jedan deo izazova ove poruke,
will be a challenge to you,
će biti izazov i za tebe,
and that God will bless his word to all of our hearts.
I da Gospod blagoslovi njegovu reč našim srcima.
Amen.
Amen. Završit ćemo sa molitvom. Oče nebeski, hvala ti na tvojoj milosti, hvala ti što zaista govoriš našim srcima i stvarno, ispitaj naša srca. I daj nam snage da, kad nam pokažeš probleme, samo da se možemo suočiti sa tim problemima. Samo te molimo da zaista da nam pomogneš, da ti izvadiš ono što ne valja u nama. Ti budi taj hirurg. Ti iseci ono što ne valja u nama. Ja te oče molim za tvoj blagoslov na ostatku ove večeri. Molim te da samo budemo na blagoslov jedan drugom, da naši razgovori budu tebi ugodni. Hvala ti. Amen.